Not even at MSG. I just couch toured. I've been couch touring all of these nights, and tonight was the one where I'm like, I felt like I was at the fucking show. Like, they got into Steep and I just blew my fucking world apart. I'm like, okay, there's only a couple songs left, maybe one more song. We got the 46 days. I'm like, yeah, they're closing. I had no concept of time. And then they kept going. Piper. I was like, oh shit, they're keeping going. And then Possum. I felt like I was at the fucking show, and I'm just sitting on my couch with a brand new baby and having some beers, cooking dinner during the opening number of Golden Age, and just completely transfixed to a new dimension. These shows have been absolutely incredible. This is Oscar, by the way. Fuck, that was fucking unbelievable show. These dudes, every fucking night. I can't believe it. I love it.
Okay, hey folks. This is Helping Friendly Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and this is another quick hit. Today we are talking about the August 1st show from the Madison Square Garden. What is that? Night 10,000 of the Baker's Dozen? I think
it was night 9.
Night 9,
I'm sorry,
yes.
To correct you.
No, you're right. It's written right in front of my face. But
there was a big number on my ticket.
All I know is there's a lot of shows and a lot of music and a lot of songs have been played, and you, RJ, have been at the last, what, four?
Yeah, now I'm on the train on my way back to DC, feeling full of fish and very tired.
Right on. Well, that's a pretty good feeling. Why don't you tell us a little bit about last night? What went down? What blew your mind? What's up?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I mean, as usual, but I was with Matt, one of our co-hosts, and my good friends Dave and Chris, and my friend Chris came down from Connecticut. He had only seen two shows in his life, his shows, and they were the two Coventry shows. So,
oh, wow.
This is like a pretty hilarious contrast.
It's quite a perspective.
But he wanted to give it another shot, you know, and he had a blast. And so we were up in the bridge area, Chase Bridge, and that was really fun up there, and lots of room.
Cool.
Good vibes and things. I went on sort of a tweet storm a little while ago, so if anyone's interested in, I guess my main conclusion from these past four nights is that I woke up this morning feeling a little bit expectation heavy, you know, because they're playing so well right now and they're doing so many interesting things that walking in every night you expect something absolutely amazing to happen. And for the most part, they keep delivering, you know, every night. And I think last night was really, the second set was, Matt pointed out, if you take away Swept Away, because that was like, you know, a minute, that's, you know, six songs, second set, and really no ballads in there at all, and besides Leaves, which I think is a rockin', you know, new song in a lot of ways.
So, well, you know, Leaves starts a little, does start a little slow, but it really gets going, and it's not a bad slow. I quite like that song. And Swept Away, Steep are basically a piece, even though they are technically two different songs.
Yeah, exactly. It was, you know, the first set I think was fine. You know, a lot of I liked hearing Circus Gums with a nice Troy solo. I always like those, you know, slow but rocking songs with nice Troy solos. That's a pretty great thing to see in the first set. I really like Army of One.
Me too.
And I love The Wedge. The Wedge is one of my favorites. So that really, like, that was very satisfying. I was actually wondering, obviously, during The Wedge, if they were going to stretch it out like the Chicago one from 2014 and a couple others, you know. But they kept it pretty tight. But really fun to hear that song.
Yeah, it was a nice version, although, you know, it's not Chicago. But I don't think we can expect to see that possibly ever again. And maybe it's
better anyway. Well, you know, a couple people tweeted today, like, songs don't even matter anymore. And that, you know, from Longboy last week to Steve last night. I mean, there's no songs don't matter. It's like they anything could happen to any song, and that's part of what makes this really special.
Right. I think I'd like to qualify that on behalf of songwriters everywhere that songs do matter. It just doesn't matter which song it is. Something could happen.
I think that's a really good way of rephrasing what I said. Songs do matter, but they can jam on anything, I think is the point.
Right, which is a great point, and I totally agree with. And so let's see, what else should be, we should probably mention O Canada. It was the maple cinnamon glazed donut night, and the Trey did a solo of O Canada. It sounded like, I don't know, like it was rad.
Yeah, it was like the Woodstock, Jimi Hendrix, you know, what song is that? With the American
Star-Spangled Banner.
Star-Spangled Banner, you know, like that. It reminded me of that tone. It had that same tone, like that kind of classic rock buzz.
Screaming guitar sound.
Yeah, which is always fun. And then this Maple Leaf Rag, which is that right in between. Fish That Night has it as a separate song, and then Guela on either side, but it, to me, felt like a little interlude of Guela.
Well, you know, some folks used to single out the Ass Festival, which is a portion of Guela Papyrus. And instead of the Ass Festival, Paige played this. So there you go.
Exactly. You know, we don't quibble. The Gruff, also a great song to hear. For me, I haven't seen it too many times. And then, you know, the Limb by Limb is always nice just because it's a good, uplifting, danceable song. And when they were playing The Wedge, I was like, okay, they're going to play Antelope. And then when they were playing The Gruff, I was like, oh, yeah, there's Antelope's next. And then after Limb by Limb, I was like, well, they're going to play Antelope. And then after Walk Away, I was like, they're definitely going to play Antelope. So I think all four shows, I was just feeling this Antelope coming, which didn't come. But the Walk Away set closer was, you know, kind of an abnormal set closer if you're used to Walls of the Cave or Antelope or David Bowie or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I would say that with respect to Antelope, it's just like Christmas. It's definitely coming. You just might have to keep waiting a little while.
We might wait a little while. So, you know, the set one, you know, I think it was like it averaged great, you know what I mean? Like in this context, in the Baker's Dozen, like I said, when people were expecting long jammed out versions of regular songs, it's just, so when a set like this, which is a solid set in any context, people are just, you know, really amped up for the second set.
It only suffers because the bar has been raised so high.
Exactly. And it's not really fair to us or the band, really. But
how dare they?
No, I mean, it's not fair to them for us to be like that, but it's also like, you know, as fans, we're in this like weird position now where every night you walk into that place, you're expecting greatness, you know? And I think each show has had its share of greatness, but I think after the jam-filled night last week, that was that was the highest bar they could have possibly set in 3.0, I think. So expectations are at a peak high. Matt and I were talking about, there's a little bit of anxiety, stress, I think, around the scene right now because of tickets, and the demand is so high and the supply is so low, and people are getting a little salty, as Matt described it. And I think, you know, I think there's some tension, you know, which is really interesting because it's all about the release, not really the tension. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's interesting that, you know, 3 weeks out, three weeks prior to Baker's Dozen, when we first said, yeah, we're going to do this live thing that we did last weekend, I didn't have a ticket for the Fish show that night, but I was able to pretty easily acquire one at face value. And now people are scrambling. I mean, I think most people in the scene who, you know, put some effort in are going to find one. If you're able to be there, you probably, I doubt there's going to be a lot of people shut out that were already planning to be in, but it's interesting to see they raised the bar and they've also raised the demand, but that's what happens, right?
Yeah, exactly. And So last night, you know, the second set, you know, Golden Age opener is a great, great place to be if you're there. Like, you know that a jam is coming. And I thought what was interesting about the jams last night is that I kept expecting the Bliss peaks, you know, but they didn't really, they kind of kept it, I think, as our friend Josh said, like, kept it kind of dark, which is fun. And I think that's harder for them. More challenging, more vulnerable, you know, that sort of thing.
They've been leading on the Bliss peaks a lot. So yeah. it's good
for
to hear them
years
kind of
now,
work
right?
other ways. Yeah. So,
yeah. Like that. And you were a little bit blown away, obviously, by the steep jam. I kept asking Matt, I was like, wait, so did Swept Away get jammed out or did Steep get jammed out? Because I don't remember them playing the part of Steep before they, but I guess that he adjusted them out of Steep.
It happens. It's so short, even when that's all there is, you could miss it. I've, of course, yeah. never seen Swept Away Steep, and it doesn't look like I'm going to get one this year. But,
probably not.
Nor Walk Away. But what are you going to do? And then the rest of the set.
There's lots of songs you might get, you know?
Right. Oh, I'm not complaining. It's just observing.
yeah.
And then the rest of the set was pretty great. 46 Days jams a bit. Piper jams a bit. It even calls back. I thought it was calling. They were jamming Undermined right before Trey started singing 46 Days again at Piper.
Yeah, I kind of felt that too.
You did
yeah.
too? Okay, it's not just me. Good. And then Rockin' Possum to close it?
Yeah, and you know, like, Possum is probably my least favorite set closer I could possibly choose, but, you know, I'm not choosing it at this point. So
at that point in the show, yeah. I mean, were you disappointed?
No, not at all. I think I speak for a lot of people that like, I wanted more. I wanted more every single night, every set of the 8 sets I saw when the lights went on, I was like, that can't be the end.
That just means that what they're giving you is a lot, you know, they're giving
yeah.
you so much that you know, it just leaves you hungry.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I'm not complaining at all. I'm saying that exactly what you're saying. Like they're doing everything so well, and it's so awesome that like when it ends, it's a real bummer. And luckily for many, many people, they get to go back tonight and see Marfish.
Well, I get to go back on Friday, and I'm excited for that. We didn't mention the encore Rock and Roll Suicide.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really nice to see that. Obviously, I hadn't seen that before. So maybe the second time they played it, right? Or maybe they played it again. After Halloween, I'm not sure. No, that was only the second time.
Yeah, that's the second time. And I'm glad to see they have brought it back around. Hopefully it shows up again. I mean, they don't have to play it every tour, but as long as it's something that they are happy leaning on or pulling out every now and then, I'm thrilled because I love that song. So.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty interesting that there have been these single song encores, which we talked about the other day, and it's continuing. And when you're so impressed with what's happening and then the encore starts, and, you know, of course, I want them to play First Tube or Antelope or, you know, something like that in the encore. They're just keeping people hooked to the point where you walk out like, wow. I'm ready to come back tomorrow, you know, or the next day, and that's a really good place to be.
Right on. Well, that's a pretty good note to leave it, except that you should pick us a highlight to listen to.
I think we should play some of the Steep.
Steep Jam? Yeah. Yeah. Give it a try.
Fun, inventive, and, man... the fish is so good.
That is definitely where we should leave it. All right, RJ, have a safe trip. I know I'll be talking to you soon, and I'm sure everybody else will be hearing from you very soon as well. So,
yeah, thanks brother.
All right.
I'm glad you get to go this weekend. Have fun.
I'm excited. I'll talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.